Steve, look, there's somebody's car.
And he's rum.
Perhaps he's been putting some parcels in his van, because he does that, doesn't he? Lots of big lorries drop parcels off at Stephen's house, and then he loads them into his car and delivers them to other people. Sue's at home today, look. She's opened her curtains downstairs and the car's there. Oh, my dear, she's home most afternoons. I'm forgetting it's... There's no visitors. She's perhaps been to work this morning and she's home now.
My snake.
No snake?
A snake. Lying on a bed. Oh!
What's this?
What's the tank engine story?
What's the tank engine story? Well, this isn't really a Thomas the Tank Engine story, Thomas. This is more a learning book. It says Learn with Thomas. And it's all about colours and shapes and animals and things like that.
Trains.
And well, of course, yes, trains, absolutely.
And I want lots of ones. Lots of trains.
Yes.
Just two?
Yes, sit on the chair, please, Tommy. Go to fall off the table.
I want lots of engines.
Look, what's this?
I don't know what's this.
Well, that's Terence the tractor, isn't he?
Yeah.
Terence the tractor is a farm machine. And on the farm we have a scarecrow. Do you remember the song Julian taught you? When all the birds are sleeping and the dog has gone to bed, up jumps the scarecrow and this is what he says. I'm a flippy floppy scarecrow with my flippy floppy hat. I can shake my arms like this and shake my legs like that. That wasn't the proper words, actually, because I can't remember.
I don't know, there was lots of engines on here.
Look, so there's a scarecrow. He's made with a pole. Look, he's probably got a straw stuffed in his coat to put it, make his arms. And perhaps a pumpkin for a head. And lots of straw coming down from his head.
On Purdy.
Pardon?
Purdy.
Purdy, there.
Toby.
Oh, Toby. I thought it said Purdy. Oh.
Lots of two engines.
Shall we have a look then at this
book? I want lots of engines.
Why don't you sit on your chair? We'll put the book on the table, Thomas, because you're going to fall. Come on, put your chair up next to me, then we can look together. That's a good boy. What a lot of engines. It says, can you name the engines?
Gordon.
Yes.
What's this?
Number 9 is Donald. Oh, now Donald and Douglas, we've come across those in the story over Christmas, haven't we?
Henry, James. What's this?
Number two is Edward.
What's this?
Number six is Percy.
What's this?
Douglas and Donald. Now, have you noticed something about Douglas and Donald?
Yeah.
They're both identical. They're twins, aren't they? They look to me as if they're carrying coal.
Yeah.
Well, Donald and Douglas look sort of a grey-black colour, but James is nice and bright. He's red, isn't he?
Oh, lots of coal.
Lots of coal? Yes, in fact, thinking about it, yes, quite a few of them have coal. Because it looks like this one, Duck. Duck has a little bit of coal. Gordon has quite a lot of coal. And Edward hasn't got quite as much as Gordon, but a little bit more than Duck. Oh, James is carrying coal.
Lots
of coal. And Thomas, look. Thomas has a tiny bit of coal, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And Percy has a small amount of coal.
And so does
Henry. But Donald and Douglas look to me as if they carry a lot of coal.
Lots of coal.
Can you see all the numbers on them? Let's count. Number one is...
Douglas.
Number two is...
Bertie.
No, Edward.
Edward.
Number three... We can't see number three. Number four is
Gordon.
Gordon. Number five. Oh, sorry, is Henry number three? Sorry, Henry's number three.
Yeah.
And James is number five. Where's number six?
This is number six.
This is number six.
It's Percy.
It's Percy.
Yeah.
And number seven is
Bertie.
No, not Bertie the bus. Who's that? You tell me on the other page.
Bertie.
No, it's not Bertie. You tell me on the other page.
Bertie.
Oh, it's Dirty.
Bertie.
Bertie. No, it's not Bertie the bus.
It's Bertie.
You tell me it was Toby.
It's Toby. Oh,
it's Toby, isn't it? Number eight, the last one is
Douglas.
No, it's oh, you're quite right with it. It isn't actually the last one. Number eight is Doug. Do you remember Doug. That story that we read a little while ago? The one that featured Douglas and Tom and Donald. It was about Thomas the Tank Engine going to pick up the Christmas tree for the Greendale Christmas. Oh, as I said, Greendale Christmas party, but that's Postman Pat, isn't it? For the station Christmas party, and he got stuck in the snow.
Mm.
And while Thomas the Tank Engine was going off to pick up the Christmas tree, the flight controller said, "Duck, and stay behind and pull Annie and Clarabelle." So Duck featured in that story.
Mm.
And when Thomas got stuck in the snow, who came to pull him out? The twins.
Big man, big wagon.
Big wagons, Douglas and Donald. So number eight is Duck, number nine is Donald, and number ten is Douglas. So we've got 10 engines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Lots of engines. How many blue ones are there?
I don't know.
1.
2. 3 another blue.
3 blue engines. How many green engines are there?
Blue, green.
And green. That's 3 greens. And how many grey engines are there?
Brown. Circle.
1 and 2. How many red engines are there?
One.
One, because James is a cheerful red engine, and I think he thinks he's a little bit better than all the others because he's red. And Toby is brown, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, you were just talking about Bertie the bus. I can see Bertie. Bertie and James are red, aren't they?
Yes. James putting an animal, is that a big lion?
Yes, James is carrying a big animal. It's a giraffe. This is a picture about the zoo.
Big lion.
It's a big lion, isn't it?
No, big elephant.
Yes. Well, it says Henry found this animal in his tunnel. What is it? And you're quite right. You said an elephant. And this, it says, this is the king of the jungle. What animal is it? And you rightly said a lion.
A lion.
Do you know what this is?
Mm-hmm.
Black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And he eats bamboo shoots. That's a panda.
Bertie.
Bertie the bus. What's sitting on the front of Bertie's bus on the radiator?
A monkey.
A monkey. Ah, and you know what this is?
Yeah.
What's that?
The crocodile.
A big crocodile. What does the crocodile say?
Wah.
The crocodile snap.
Snap.
Snap. Went the crocodile.
Oh dear me.
Because we know a song about a monkey and a crocodile, don't we? Shall we do it? We'll just do one cheeky monkey.
No thanks.
No. How can mummy do it?
No.
One cheeky monkey.
No, 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 sing that.
Never sing that?
No.
Right. What's this?
Penguin.
A penguin. This bird likes ice and snow. What is it? It's a penguin. What's this? This animal likes climbing trees. That looks like Disbury Park to me. What's going up the tree?
Oh, Thomas very cross.
Why is Thomas the Tank Engine very cross? No. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
What is the stripy animal Thomas can see in the shed? I don't think he's cross. Thomas is perhaps surprised because he's trying to get in the engine shed. And what's that?
A big glass.
No, that's the...
Lion.
It's like a lion, but that's the lion there with the big fluffy mane. This is like a lion, but it's got stripes.
Tiger.
It's a tiger, that's right. You still haven't told me what this is.
A monkey, a big elephant in a tree in the tunnel.
It's a big elephant in the tunnel, but what's this climbing the tree?
I don't know.
Well, I'm very surprised, but you are always telling me But in the trees there are
big bears.
Big bears, and that's a big brown bear. Do you think Bertie the bus is taking passengers to the zoo?
Yeah.
Shapes. We're going to have a look at some
shapes. Look, a moon.
A moon, that's a circle.
Look, don't run away. You're not going to do ears.
The Fat Controller's waking up.
Yeah, 2 ears.
He's got 2 ears?
Yeah.
Yes, how do you know he's waking up?
I don't know.
It says the Fat Controller is waving from his window. We were going to have a look at shapes later on.
Yes.
But we'll just have a quick look now.
No, I'm not looking this now.
No, all right, we won't look at shapes now. Let's see what's on the
screen. A lot of shapes.
Do you want to look at some shapes?
Yeah.
Ah, this, oh, this is an exciting page. This is all about...
Fire engine.
Yes, this is a page about wheels.
Fire engine, a big football.
Well, that's not a big football, that's the headlamp on the fire engine. And as the fire engine's dashing to a fire, it's going me-bar, me-bar, and the lights are flashing. It says there's a fire on the line. How many firemen can you see?
Fire, there were fire.
And the man's there holding his fire hose, isn't he? Do you know something, Thomas? One of Mummy's cousins is a fireman.
Mm-hmm.
She's got one cousin who's a fireman. Another cousin who's a fire chief.
Well, they're cross.
Who's very cross?
Gordon.
Gordon's very cross. Well, he's probably a little bit like earlier on the page when you said Thomas looked cross. I don't think Thomas was cross. I think Thomas was surprised to find a tiger in his engine shed. Now, just like on this page, I don't think Gordon's cross. I think he's a bit frightened because, look, it says there's a fire on the line.
He's
very frightened. He's very worried. Oh, there goes a white van that was parked outside of Rachel's house yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a fire on the line. How many firemen can you see? One, two,
fire on the line.
Help, fire. So, Mummy ought to write to Cousin Michael, haven't she?
Mm.
Peter's the fireman. Peter's the fireman near Hull.
Yeah.
But Michael is a fire chief in Reading, and that means he's in charge.
What's that?
That's the big wheel that the hose is wound onto. And Michael is in charge of a lot of fire engines and a lot of firemen at the station.
Yeah.
And we quite often see Cousin Michael on the news when something's
fire on the track.
Yes.
And I'm a bit frightened.
Oh, yes, he's very frightened, isn't he? What else can you see?
I don't know.
Well, look, there are bicycles. Bicycles have been left at the station. That's a car transporter.
Breakdown lorry.
A breakdown lorry, yes. It's the car transporter takes cars to the showroom. But, yes, all these are brand new cars, Thomas. They've come straight from the factory and they're going to the showroom to be sold. But I quite agree, a breakdown lorry, that was very much the same. When cars have had a big piff, puff, puff and they've crashed, The breakdown lorry picks the cars up and takes them to the garage to be mended.
Mm.
What kind of vehicle is this?
An ambulance.
An ambulance. And it says, who does this van belong to? Now, I'd be surprised if you didn't know, because yesterday when a van pulled up outside with a ladder on top and a bucket and a cloth, you said it's the...
Fire engine?
No, the window cleaner.
Window cleaner.
Ah. You know who these two are, don't you?
Yeah.
Thomas is having a race with Bertie the bus. Who is winning?
I don't know.
Looks like Thomas is a little bit ahead of Bertie. What kinds of fruit is the lorry collecting? This is the fruit lorry.
Bananas.
And?
Bananas.
Bananas and?
I don't know.
And a little green round. They could be red, I suppose. Apples. Terence, the tractor, is ploughing the field. And what's that?
No.
A motorbike?
Yeah.
And there are these cars. How many cars in the station car park?
No, I'm not really. So I don't know the shapes.
You want to get the shapes?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to fetch your baby walker over? We keep threatening this is going to go the loft.
Well, don't see a big brother.
Over there, the thing you used to push when you were learning to walk.
Yeah.
Because we keep saying it's going in the loft, going in the loft, and it really does have to go in the loft. We've no room for it here, have we? Let's have a look.
Shapes. Two blue triangles.
Two blue triangles.
This light. I was on the pillow and getting in my pillow.
Oh, you did, didn't you, Thomas? You did do that. Yes, you had a... One day, a few weeks ago, you were not a very good boy, really, were you, when you were using your potty? And what did you do?
I poo in my blue triangle.
Well, you did a poo, and then you took the blue triangle, plastic shape, from your baby walker, and you started making shapes with your poo, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mummy wasn't happy, was she, that day?
No.
What did you say?
Not touch anything.
I said, stand there and don't touch anything, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear, what a mess. You won't do it again then, will you, Thomas?
No.
Certainly not. So we've got two triangles. You said they were two blue triangles, but they're not. There's a blue triangle and a green triangle. Mm. Now, we've got two yellow shapes here. One's... What's that one?
Triangle.
Now that's a circle. It's round.
Yeah.
And that's a square.
It's a bigger six.
Where's the digger? Who are the diggers? Here, tell me.
The diggers. They're locks. Where's
the You're putting all your shapes in the digger, are you?
Yeah.
Look, these little books here has. It's a little shape and colour book. What colour is that?
Blue.
It's a red.
And orange.
Yes, that's orange. That says a red square. Now, your jumper today, look, you've got squares. You've got checks on your jumper. You've got a red square. Mm. And that's an orange.
Orange. Orange.
Chocolate orange. It's an orange circle. A circle is round like a wheel. Look, the wheel's on your digger. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round.
More like a digger.
That's going to go round on the digger as well. So, oranges are round, wheels are round. What else is round? The face on the clock is round. Yeah. Dobbin, your rocking horse, his eyes are round. He's got wheels on the bottom, they're round. Football's round. The wheel on the baby walker is round.
Big wheels.
So you have a look in the digger and tell me which of those shapes. There should be two shapes that are round. They're circles, round.
Oh, what's happening? Lots of smelting on your side.
Pardon?
Lots of fire on your side.
Is there a lot of fire on my side?
Yeah, my digger man.
No, oh, your digger man. Where is the digger man? I haven't seen him. Oh, here he is underneath the chair. Look, the digger man has got a helmet on. That's round. His eyes are round and his nose is round. Now, do you know what that shape is?
Mm-hmm.
That's a cylinder.
Cylinder.
Or a tube. Who plays with a tube?
Bella.
On television.
Bella.
Bella plays with a tube, doesn't she?
Yes.
What do we have that's like a tube? The inside of the kitchen roll.
Yeah.
Or the inside of a toilet roll. You know when we've finished, when the paper's all gone?
Yeah.
You play with a cardboard cylinder, don't you? The tube inside.
The Bella plays the tube.
Bella plays with the tube, yes. Now in these shapes, you haven't got a tube, have you, or a cylinder?
No.
And that's a pink. Now that's called a rectangle.
I did see something.
Are you? Right, okay.
Do I get the coffee?
You're getting your cup of coffee. I think it's a beaker of orange, isn't it?
No, it's my coffee.
Is it your coffee? Fair enough. A rectangle is a little bit like a square, but instead of having four sides all the same, two are long and two are short.
Mm.
Now that looks to me like a letterbox.
Mm.
a lot of envelopes we get are rectangles rather than squares, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Where?
That's a square, and that's a rectangle.
Mm.
Oh, you know what that is?
Star.
It's a star. What colour is the star?
Yellow.
Yellow, it's a star shape. Can we see anything that's star shaped when we're looking round?
No, not here.
Not here. We can't, but when we were sorting through some papers earlier on, we found the invitation to Molly's birthday party, and that had stars on it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything on the baby walker with a star?
No.
Where's the lid? Here we are. This is the top tray. Is that was a star?
No.
That's a little bit like a star. It's the teddy bear's head, and he's got two arms and two legs. But the shape of the teddy, his two ears, his two arms, and his two legs form a star shape, don't they?
Spider. Boy.
And look, there's a picture of the sun there, and the sun's rays, the shiny rays, they look a little bit like a star.
Mm.
Oh, now you know what that is. Straight away, don't you? What's that shape?
Triangle.
A triangle. And what colour is the triangle in this picture? It's green. There's a green triangle.
Green triangle.
A green triangle. Yeah, shall we put the green triangle from the baby walker on top of the green triangle in the book? Look.
But try and close it.
Now, what have we got in the house that's made, that looks like a triangle, Thomas? Can you see anything?
I just see blue something.
You can see a blue something. Oh, that's from Noah's Ark, isn't it? That's a shape. That's an elephant from Noah's Ark, look.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see anything with a triangle. I'm sure we must have some.
I want to draw on it.
You want to draw around it?
Yeah.
Well, this is drawing shapes, isn't it? On this piece of paper, if we do that, we'll draw a triangle. If we do that, we'll draw a square. And if we put the elephant from the Noah's Ark on the paper, let's draw around him. Let's turn the paper over so we've got a nice clean piece of paper. Let's try it. Let's guide the pen. I'll help you.
Can
you do it? Now draw around the outside of the elephant like this. That's it. I'll guide you. That's it. Round and round and round. Well, we take the shape of what have we drawn?
Elephant.
An elephant. We've drawn round a shape, haven't we?
Yes.
Drawn round a shape. Ah, now we've got something else on the next page. It's an oval. What colour is the oval in the book?
Elephant.
An elephant. It's an oval. It's purple. Purple oval. What can we see that's oval shaped? The mirror. The mirror behind you. Well, that's the point. The mirror above the fireplace is an oblong. It's not a square because it's got two long sides and two short sides. And the mirror behind you is an oval. It's not a circle, is it? It's oval.
It's more like a circle.
It is more like a circle than that one, yes, but it's not a circle, it's an oval.
Not a triangle.
And the final one is a black diamond. That looks a bit like a star. Mummy's got a diamond on her ring, but it doesn't look like that. Can we see anything diamond shaped?
No, not under the table.
Not under the table, no. Can't see anything diamond shaped.
No, not under the chair.
Not under the chair.
No.
There's a book here. The picture on this book has lots of shapes.
Mm-hmm.
The tower blocks are made
of... I'm getting something.
Are you getting something?
Yeah.
What are you getting?
It's trains in a box.
You're getting the trains in a box?
This box. Cornflakes in.
That's your Rice Krispie box, isn't it?
For his cornflakes. His cornflakes in.
You all right, sweetheart?
Putting all the trains in the box.
You're putting all your trains in the box, are you?
Yes.
do a jigsaw, Thomas. That's lots of funny shapes, isn't it? We're putting them all together.
They're going on the floor.
All going on the floor. You want to play with your trains now?
Yes.
Yes, come on.
On the table.
Yes, you can play with them on the table.
Lots in here.
There are lots in there?
Yeah.
Lovely.
We're not playing with this now.
Yeah, we're not playing with a book now, are we? No. Had a look, enough of looking at that. We'll look at shapes another time, shall we?
Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye bye, shape book. It's a lovely book, though, The Learn with Thomson, wasn't it? We'll have to look at that again. What's she going to do with the trains now?
That's fun.
I'm going to start picking some of these things up while you're playing with the trains.
I
realise that Daddy broke one of the trains.
No.
Well, I was doing some dusting the other day. I came across a yellow train, like this green one.
Yeah.
It was a yellow one, and a piece was missing. And I said to Daddy, what's happened here? And he said, oh, Trullum, that's on Christmas Day.
For Daddy?
I didn't know he'd trullum on them. Train, broken it, did you?
No.
Well, he has. He said he's going to mend it.
Yeah.
So I think we'll have to.
Yes, have to.
Keep asking him, won't we? Are you alright, Tony?
I builded it!
You builded it? You built it, I think is the. You built it.
And I don't need the track on it.
You don't need the track now, you're just happy playing with it on the table, aren't you?
Oh, it's not dropping off to passengers, though. It's not lots of passengers not rolling off this. And what a thing on. Oh, it's not work. Drive another way. Something's working.
Is it working?
Yeah. Shut the doors.
You shut the door and he's driving off now, is he?
Stop in my side. No really ancient. Good ancient. Driving off. It's driving off.
Where's he driving to, Thomas?
Airport.
The airport.
In the truck.
We went to the airport with Lynn, Ben and Charlotte, didn't we, a while ago?
Yeah.
We said we were going to do that again, but we haven't been, have we?
No.
Well, Lynn, Ben and Charlotte are probably at the airport today. I'm not sure whether it's today or tomorrow. But they won't be going to Isabel's party on Saturday because they're going to Spain. And we're going to Spain again, aren't we?
Mm.
In June.
I'm getting Grandad.
With Grandma
and Mum. And Nana.
Yes, with Nana. And who else is going?
Purdy.
Oh, no, Purdy isn't. Now, Purdy might be going to stay with Nana and Granddad in York while we're in Spain.
No.
Purdy goes on her holidays when we've gone on her holidays, doesn't she? Mm.
I want to play something.
You want to play something? What would you like to play?
Play upstairs.
Oh, we can't play upstairs.
Yeah.
Thought you were happy playing with your trains.
Yes, I'm happy playing it.
You're very happy, are you?
Yeah. I'm very, very happy. That was the gun. That was the gun who really useful engine.
Oh, Thomas the Tank Engine is a really useful engine. Is that what you said? Thomas the Tank is a really useful engine. What's that?
No, no.
We're spinning this round on a big wheel, aren't we?
It's noisy. Thomas the Tank.
Is it noisy, Thomas the Tank?
Yes. Lots of passages.
Lots of passages. I'm just going to go and find that little yellow coach so I can show you.
I'm going to find my son. What have to say on the tube?
It is now, Thomas.
I don't know. Climb up my ladders.
You're climbing up your ladders?
Yes.
Perhaps it's in one of these.
No. It's a balloon.
What's a balloon?
Yeah, no.
Okay, look, it's this one.
Another one.
Yes, then you'll have to mend that, won't you?
Yeah.
Did you say you wanted a balloon?
Yeah.
There we are, there's a nice grey one here. Let's see if Mummy's got enough energy to blow it up.
Oh, yes.
You've got that very, very big green balloon that Ben and Charlotte's Mummy gave you, haven't you? This looks like one left from your birthday party.
I don't want to blow it.
You want to blow it? Well, you blow it then. You can't, don't hurt your ears. No, it's very, very hard to do. What's happening as I'm blowing? Is it getting bigger?
Yes, got it.
Won't blow it too high in case it goes pop. I'm not blowing it anymore, Thomas, because I don't want it to go pop. You were playing with some balloons at Bethany's house, weren't you?
Mm.
What colour were they, white and red?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
No.
No, you did, with all the girls.
Yeah.
That's lovely. It's sort of a silvery grey colour, that, isn't it? Do you see your birthday again? Then we'll have to buy some balloons.
And we'll fall down.
You can't blow it up now. It's blown up with tiny knots in it. That's it.
Pop.
Oh, yes, it will pop if you keep blowing it. But it doesn't matter if you blow it now, because it's sealed it. You like balloons, don't you?
No.
Do you think there'll be balloons at Isabel's party on Saturday?
Mm. Not about the balloons in
party. Do you think there will be balloons?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
My Millie. I'm Millie.
You're Millie?
Millie.
Who's Millie?
My tiny bear.
Your?
Tiny bear.
Tiny bear?
Yes.
Millie the tiny bear. Who's Millie the tiny bear?
Snow. Snow boy. Snow little teddy bear. Mr. Millie.
I don't know who Millie is, Thomas.
Get on the telly. A big bear.
Yes.
Is a snowball and Millie.
On the telly there's a big snowball and Millie.
Yeah.
Oh, this must be something you watch with somebody else, Thomas, because I don't really recognise that.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I know the other day that... Oops, Teddy darling. Yes. The other day there was a story on the television about Peace at Last, and that's a book that Mummy used to have a long time ago.
Mm.
Written by Jill Murphy, and it's about some teddy bears, the family of teddy bears. And Father Bear can't get to sleep, can he? I've forgotten why, but he can't sleep. And he ends up going downstairs and trying to sleep downstairs in the kitchen.
Mm.
But the kitchen tap goes drip, 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 and he can't sleep there, so he gets up and he goes outside and gets into his car. But he slept in so many different places during the night that by the time he gets into the car, dawn is breaking. and the sun's just starting to come up and all the birds are tweeting, so that wakes him up. So he thinks, oh, I'll go back inside and go up to bed. Just as he gets into bed, the alarm clock goes off. And his wife says, good morning, dear, have a nice sleep. And he said, no, not really. And she said, never mind, I'll make a nice cup of tea.
I have.
Every time he thinks he's got peace at last, something else happened. I'll have to find the book. Is that Maureen?
I think he's talking about my ladders again.
You're going up your ladders again?
My Fran and Sam.
Your Fran and Sam?
I'm not getting anything.
No, you're not getting anything. Now get down, Thomas, you'll fall, please.
And my Fran and Sam.
Well, Fran and Sam, please get down off the table, you'll fall.
It's my ladder.
Well, it looks like a coffee table to me, Thomas.
It's not.
Is it not?
It's a ladder.
Right.
Not touching anything.
Good, I'm glad you're not touching anything. Because if you are, you'll be in big... Big what? Trouble. Won't you?
No.
I think you will. I don't like it when you go quiet, Thomas. Oh, somebody's coming downstairs now.
Hello, birds.
You're just sitting on the stairs looking down.
I can't see anybody.
You can't see anybody? Well, you won't standing there. Come in here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now look on the stairs, but don't say anything to upset her. Just say hello nicely.
Can't see anything.
Yes, up here, look.
Birdie! Look, folks! Where have you been?
Where have she been? I think she's probably been in bed, hasn't she?
It's not our way. It's not well. Not going where. It's not going to. It's not there.
What she said to me?
It's not. Hello, Birdie!
Hello, Thomas.
Nice to see you, Birdie.
Nice to see you, Thomas. What, are you blowing kisses at Birdie?
Yeah.
That's very nice. Very nice of you.
Birdie likes balloons.
Oh, well, I'm not sure she does like balloons, really, Thomas. I think she might be a little bit frightened of them. Mm. Birdie used to like, when she was a kitten, well, not a kitten, but a younger cat, running around with the little ping pong balls, little tennis, table tennis balls. She still does sometimes, doesn't she? We see her chasing leaves and butterflies in the garden and running round. And at Christmas, do you remember when we had the Christmas tree in the window and all the baubles were decorating the tree? Birdie walked past one day and there was an ornament in the shape of a red.
Birdie's throwing down!
Is she? Oh yeah, she's coming a bit nearer, isn't she?
She's going wow.
Yeah, she went meow. She perhaps wants to go outside, but she's maybe a little bit nervous because we're sitting here. One of the baubles at the bottom of the tree was in the shape of a red apple, and Birdie walked past. Don't shout at her. And she knocked the apple, didn't she? She started playing with it.
My crocodile.
You're a crocodile. Well, that will frighten Birdie. She thinks there's a crocodile at the bottom of the stairs. She's not going to come down if she thinks she's going to be eaten by a crocodile, is she?
Downstairs.
Yes, I think you better come downstairs and I'll try and get Piggy down. I think she'd like to go out. Oh, the crocodile's staying in bed. He's having a little sleep in your beanbag. Night night, Thomas.
Night crocodile.
Night night, crocodile. You kiss Birdie's fur, right? You sit up there, sweetheart. Mm. Just watch what I'm doing. I'll feed Birdie.
Yes. Not Birdie. Birdie. Where are you?
Sit still, Thomas, you'll fall. Sit still.
I love cat food. You like cat food?
No, you're not supposed to eat cat food, are you?
No.
It doesn't matter that you don't like it,
but
as long as Purdy likes it.
Pat-a cake.
Pat-a cake?
Yes.
Why are you saying pat-a cake?
Silly Thomas. Pat-a cake, pat-a cake.
No, are they saying pat-a cake on telly, Thomas?
Yes.
Pat-a cake, baker's on.
No, no, no. Don't you want to get your Dixie or lock? Dipsy, come here. Dipsy winky.
Dipsy and Chinky Winky?
Look, oh. We're dancing.
Were they dancing?
Yeah.
Well, we've got Teletubbies on at the moment, stand up, please.
Okay.
We've got Teletubbies on at the moment, haven't we?
Hello?
Looks like some children are doing some baking, doesn't it?
More like a cake.
They're making a cake?
Yeah.
They've got wooden spoons in a bowl and they're both mixing, aren't they?
Mm.
What are they mixing?
For a chocolate cake.
Making a mix for a chocolate cake. Don't touch the light. Oh, look. They bake the cake, cut it in half, and now they're spreading it with it. It's probably buttercream. Buttercream is butter mixed with icing sugar.
Ice.
Icing sugar. I don't know what else they're putting on top. Oh, now that on the top they've put some more buttercream, sprinkled it with, they're called hundreds and thousands, they're decorating it with chocolate buttons. But look, they're eating some of them, aren't they? Right, let's
change.
They're eating them.
Yeah.
Are you going to lie down?
They're eating them all up. Look, Smarties.
Smarties, they're putting Smarties on top now.
Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it? Buttercream, hundreds and thousands, Smarties, chocolate buttons. Oh, he's not going to pipe some cream around the edge, is he? Yes, he's using squirty cream.
Dirty cream.
No, not dirty cream, squirty cream. It's in the can, we've got some of that.
More like dirty cream.
Is it more like dirty cream?
Yes. Strawberries.
Oh, lovely. Oh, gosh, what are they doing? They're dipping strawberries in melted chocolate.
Put them on top.
Putting them on top of the cake. Oh, it's a very busy cake, isn't it?
Yes. And more strawberries.
More strawberries. In the chocolate. Give it a twirl and... What's she done, the little girl?
Eating it.
She's eating it. I thought she was going to put it on the cake and then at the last moment she popped it in her mouth. What's the little boy going to do? He's eating it as well, isn't he? Wow, wow, wow.
I want one.
I bet you do. Look, they're cutting the cake. They're going to have a piece, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Look at that.
Little girl eating one.
Little girl eating one. Yes, I think it must have been a summer because the little girl has a summer dress on, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Ooh, and of course strawberries. Mandy, we've got some strawberries in the fridge. Oh, do you think Tubby Tubby's going to say again now?
Yeah.
Again. Oh, yes, there we are. Back again.
Little boy, little girl.
Little boy and little girl. We watched the beginning because we didn't see the beginning bit. We only saw them decorating the cake at the end, didn't we?
Come and see.
Is that what they're saying? Come and see, come and see. Is that what you think they're saying? We've got living in a nice house, don't we, Thomas?
Yeah.
Nice big kitchen. Oh, look, they've got some scales, measuring scales.
Building another cake.
They're building another cake. It's just a repeat of what we've just seen, but they're building another cake. Yes, making another cake. Right, sit down, please, sweetheart. Sit down. Sit down, please. That was Grandma on the phone, wasn't it?
Yes, I can't tell her. My little baby.
You can't talk to because you're a little baby.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Little baby's over there.
Little baby's over there. Well, I'd like the little baby over here, please. I need to change the bum. Come on, quick, because we're watching this cake again. Oh, we missed a bit of it. They got to the squirty cream stage.
I just need it.
Come on, you come here and I'll get you a strawberry. You get your nappy change.
What we said?
Strawberries. They do have strawberries and chocolates. Why have we got strawberries in the fridge today?
I don't know.
I do.
Bought them in the shop.
We bought them in the shop. Yes, that's one reason why we've got strawberries in the house. But the other reason, would you like a cushion, sweetheart, behind your head?
Yes.
The other reason is because...
Yeah.
Sister Eileen.
Eileen.
Sister Eileen is coming for dinner. This evening.
The little boy eating the strawberries.
Is the little boy eating the strawberries now?
I can go eat Mum.
Let's put your bottom. And Sister Eileen is on a... Well, Daddy's on a diet to lose weight. And Sister Eileen's on quite a strict medical diet. So we've had to think of all sorts of things that she can eat. She can't eat bread and she can't have milk. And she can't have cheese or eggs. Or all sorts of things. She can't have Chinesey bits and all the things she likes. So we're going to have some chicken. Hot chicken.
Oh no, uh-oh.
And we've got all sorts of salads. We've got carrots and orange salad.
Ooh.
In a dressing.
Ooh.
A fat-free dressing. And we've got pasta.
Yeah.
Salad.
Yes, chocolate cake.
No, we haven't had chocolate cake. You can't have chocolate cake.
Yes.
And we've got couscous with roasted vegetables.
Sausage rolls.
No, we've not got sausage rolls.
Yes.
And we've also got some mixed
not
leaves.
Gypsy's on the floor.
We've got mixed leaves. And what else have we got? We've got cherry tomatoes.
Yes.
And cucumber.
Tarambanda.
Cucumber. That's what we've got.
Potatoes.
Potatoes, yes, but we're not having potatoes tonight.
No.
And then for dessert, we've got strawberries.
Having strawberries now.
Having strawberries, yes, we're going to have one now.
Daddy's very... Daddy have one too.
Well, Daddy, we can't at the moment because he's at work, isn't he? But I'm sure...
Purdy want one.
Oh, no, I don't think Purdy eats strawberries. But Daddy's on a diet, and yes, I'm sure Daddy could manage the odd strawberry, don't you? It's been very difficult knowing what to make because she can't have so many things. But... And she can drink wine, so I think we'll have some wine.
Dipsy likes strawberries.
Does Dipsy like strawberries?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Dipsy told me.
Have you seen Dipsy eating strawberries before, or are you just guessing that Dipsy would like to eat strawberries?
Eats. Totally like strawberries that does a four. Totally like strawberries.
Purdy likes strawberries.
Purdy.
Purdy likes strawberries. There we are.
Yeah.
We'll have to go and get some new nappies, won't we?
The new list.
In fact, I can write that on the shopping list. So we've made a shopping list, haven't we? Made a shopping list and not been shopping yet.
Yeah.
Right, could you put your legs down straight for me, please, darling? So, good boy. Because these nappies you're wearing are really a little bit too small for you now, aren't they? But we've run out of the big ones, so these are fine as long as we remember to change you often. But you've hardly eaten anything really, Thomas, have you?
Yeah.
And you've not... Well, you've had more to drink, but you're not having many wet nappies. How does that feel? Nice and snug?
No.
No? Do you not feel nice and snug?
No.
Snuggy walk walk?
No. Put the cushion down the floor.
You put the cushion on the floor, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I wondered why you felt wet then, but it's the cream that Mummy's put on you, isn't it? I'm just going to put a dab of cream behind your knees because the skin there's still a little bit dry, isn't it? I don't want you to get sore. Legs up like you're doing your exercises. How's that? And is your poorly toe better?
Yes.
We put a special cream on that this morning, didn't we?
Soft.
Nice and soft. Let's have a look. Put a dab more cream there, just while we've got it in our hands. Oh, I love these little feet. I love these little feet. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee all the way home. Are you trying to say home?
Yes.
Why couldn't you say home? This little piggy on this foot went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef and this little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, 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 wee all the way home. What are you trying to say?
Daddy told me a lot of the bears. The tree.
Do you think there's a bear coming from the tree?
No.
Well, we're going out this morning and with Sister Eileen coming later on, we've not gone to the beehive today. We usually go to the beehive on a Thursday if we can. And when we're walking through this report, you usually talk about big bears, don't you?
So a strawberry now!
You'd like a strawberry? Oh, you've not forgotten about the strawberries, have you?
Yes.
Yes, you mean no.
Yeah.
Trousers on, let's put your slippers back on.
Uh-oh!
Slippers back on.
Uh-oh.
What's happening with the tree on Teletubbies?
More. Get little Dicky birds on a Christmas tree.
Oh, it's not a Christmas tree. The Dicky birds are on the Christmas tree. It's just an ordinary tree, isn't it? I think it might be an oak tree because it looks like a very big tree.
About me!
You're a very big tree, are you?
Yes.
A very big boy. Right, sit down, please, and I'll get you a strawberry. Sit down. Would you like a kiss?
Yes.
Just let me wash my hands, and I'll come for a kiss, then I'll get you a strawberry.
Hello, hair.
Do you like my hair? You'll say anything to flatter me when you think you're getting something.
I'm not like doggy poos.
No. Good, and I don't like you talking about it. So why don't you keep telling me my hair's nice? When you stop talking about doggy poos, we'll get on fine, won't we?
Getting on fine.
We'll get on fine, won't we?
Yes, okay.
Don't worry, we'll get on fine.
Oh my god.
No, we won't get on fine if you say that.
Yes.
No, we don't like that.
It's lovely gone.
I don't know, darling. Next to the Brussels sprouts. Oh gosh, what's happened to the fridge? Oh no.
Up on the fridge.
Well, I think when it's very full, sometimes we knock the dial.
Yeah.
And it turns itself off. Just open it now, there seems to be quite a lot of water. Better just check the freezer.
What's happening in the freezer?
No, everything's
holding this.
No, everything's fine in the freezer, it's still solid.
Not touch anything. I'm not opening anything.
Good. Pleased to hear it.
What's happened? I want to smell strawberries.
Want to smell the strawberries?
Yeah.
Hang on, there's a whole bunch of strawberries. What we don't eat tonight, we can eat tomorrow, can't we?
Oh, I want to eat two now.
You want to eat two now? Well, I'll wash them and slice them up and you can eat them.
Take some. Teletubbies not say bye-bye.
Teletubbies haven't said goodbye?
Look, there's a tapes on board.
Tapes on board? What do you mean a tapes on board?
I don't know.
If you don't know.
That's...
No chance of me knowing what's going on. That's it. Sit there, eat them nicely. Oh, I see what you're saying. The township is going and saying goodbye. Sainsbury stories, right? Mm. Thank you, Mr. Sainsbury. They're nice, aren't they? Princess Riley and the White Nose, aren't you? Well, the fridge can't have been defrosting too long because we went in this earlier on, didn't we, when we got your milk ready. And I think I would have noticed then if it was swimming in water like it is now, so... Perhaps it's only just happened to me. It was nice. Mm. Nice and tasty. Cheeky monkey. And all that after I've given you strawberries. If I'd known you wouldn't have got them because you told me you'd been a good boy. Didn't you? Mm.